Today, we're talking about Dragon Ball's new game on the Switch and our general thoughts about the Switch a few months later.
Know where you were going to go with this, but I'm actually very glad we're talking about this today because I saw something about the Switch 2 that actually blew my mind, and it made me sound like a hater online. Like I do feel like I'm already coming off as a hater in a post Switch 2 world, despite the fact that I am infinitely enjoying it more than the Switch 1 already.
100% same. Yeah.
Like Switch 1, what did I have? I had Smash, which is fun, but I would have played it on the Wii U. And then also Snipper Clips. That was a great game back then.
Why are you not mentioning Breath of the Wild? Breath of the Wild to me is the Switch game. Like that was the reason to own a Switch, and it continued to be one of the few reasons I personally wanted to own my Switch.
Yeah, it was good. I guess it always stings for me when a brand new game comes out like on the Wii U. Like a lot of Zeldas do this, but it just takes away like some of the specialty of it. You know, to know that a poor person is also enjoying this.
I mean,
every time you look away, I try to say some outlandish shit to like see, like just to throw you a curveball before you respond.
What's funny about that discussion, by the way, is that, you know, when currently in the current environment that we're in, where game dev has gotten so expensive, and so all these games are continuing to release, like, you know, the series consoles, and a lot of games. Just like when you buy an Xbox game now physically, because I bought a couple recently because I've been buying the Forza games, it just says Xbox now, and it can be played like on multiple consoles. Like a couple of the Forzas I have can be put into a Xbox One, but also can be put into a series console, which is interesting. But anyway, all that to say, people take away from the PlayStation 5's library because all those games be played on PS4, but the Switch's main seller could be played on your Wii U.
I don't think the Switch is a very good... I'm not going to personally use the Switch as an argument in this because, like, what is the... Most of the games, when you go to the store, which I have, because I like the Switch 2 so much that I was, like, on the store page, like, please, like, what can I buy? I want to play something on the Switch. And the truth is, it's like... a couple Switch 2 games, which I own most of, Donkey Kong,
yep.
And Zelda. The Zelda is not even really most people. It's just I want to play at 60 FPS. What was the other
one? Dude.
Mario Kart. Sorry. Mario Kart is so like universal. Go ahead.
Can I have a gripe about the Switch with Zelda, actually?
Okay. What could it possibly be wrong?
So I have the online so that I can play the old games.
Me too.
Which you have? Do you assume you have to have the online to be able to play Mario Kart online too, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, fair. But one of the main things is being able to play the old games. Anyways, cool perk of that is that you don't have to buy the $10 add-on to be able to play the Switch 2 versions of Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Right. So, I am slowly starting to let Ryder, who is my 7-year-old, play a few more games. Well, he watched me play through Breath of the Wild this year. Watching me play like the majority of that game this year and experienced it through me. And he, over the summer, after I got the Switch 2, said, "Dad, can I play Zelda?" And I said, "You know what? Sure." So on the Switch 2, my own, and again, maybe this is just me being like, I'm not technically illiterate, but I'm a little bit maybe.
Okay.
I may be Nintendo illiterate, you know? But anyways, Dotto, I go to launch the game. It won't launch. Because obviously I'm trying to launch it under his account, right? Because so he can have his own save file. I have the game physically in the console because I own Breath of the Wild. I own most of my Nintendo games physically just because Nintendo games never go on sale. And they hold their value for so long, right? Like Breath of the Wild just a couple years ago went on its first sale for $40. It maintained its $60 status for 7 years or something. But
so annoying, but okay.
I know. But anywho, couldn't launch the game. The only way to fix it was to pay them the $10 upgrade fee so I could launch my physical fucking copy of the game. And I could not make it not be a Switch 2 copy since I had already launched it as a Switch 2. So I'm putting in the Switch 1 copy of the game into the console. And I was like, okay, well, what about Tears of the Kingdom? Same thing. So even though the game is physically in the console because I have opted to do the upgrade to the Nintendo Switch Online program, it would not let me launch it as him because he is not the Nintendo Switch Online
owner. That is very stupid.
Even though he's a child account and I'm signed in on my console. So I said, fuck it. I'll try this one thing just to see if it'll work. I paid the $9.99 for the Breath of the Wild thing. And it even says, like, are you sure you want to do this? You have Nintendo Switch Online. I said, yes. I just want to see if this will make it work. Because I was like, this is the only thing I'm convinced.
You just wanted,
it doesn't tell you. It doesn't tell you that's why. It doesn't tell you that's why. It starts to launch the game and then it stops. It doesn't tell you. That's why it's not working. Anyways, just so you guys are aware, that's a thing that will happen. And if you have sub accounts that aren't, like, if Dotto would have signed in on my console, like, under his Dotto Doya, like, Nintendo account, he could have played because he has Nintendo Switch Online.
I have the upgrade.
But it's stupid. Oh, you also bought it?
I think I did, yeah.
But it's stupid that, like, my child account under my parent account can't have the access to the game when it is physically in the console and I'm paying for it. And it's not like, I don't know, dude. It's not like
on the console.
We're not game card key sharing bullshit. It's literally in my console, but I can't launch the game.
Well, I'm going to take it a step further. If you have the online on the console, it's like Xbox. You can make a guest account on Xbox and just frolic around online as long as you're connected to the other one.
Yes.
It's like, I don't think it's that crazy to be able to do that.
Buying the $10 pack made it work. And then he was able to play. He really wanted to play Breath of the Wild on the Switch 2. Cause he can tell, we've had this discussion before. He actually, and you're like,
he knows frame rates.
Yeah. He knows.
Oh my these picky ass kids, bro.
Like he can tell. So he knew he was going to be having a lesser experience. Cause he's now the owner of the OLED. I'm like, I haven't like officially said like, this is yours. Cause we're still so weird about games and all that with the kiddos, but I'm like letting him use it. So he is the OLED guy now. And
OLED monitor.
He didn't want to play it on that. He wanted to play on the Switch 2.
I'm trying to think of like what would piss me off. I'm trying to think what comparison would piss me off the most. Like, bro, I used to watch fucking TV shows on my Game Boy with two episodes. That was the quality
I didn't know that was a thing. I was going to show you that while you were here. I bought two episodes of GT to watch on my Game Boy Advance.
I mean, well, what do you mean? What do you mean to watch? Surely you're not actually going to watch it.
There's some charm to it.
There is no chance, bro. That used to, even as a kid, I was like, this is just ass. I was like, the quality, fine. But the fact that you get two episodes, I was like, this is a ripoff, dude.
Dude.
I don't want to watch two episodes of SpongeBob.
It is
trash.
This even is so much worse. The picture on the box is Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta and Super Saiyan 4 Goku. And Dotto, it's when they get kidnapped by Rildo. It's Ooh. Not even, they haven't even introduced Super Saiyan 4 into the...
Like, I mean, even the marketing knows that you are only buying GT with Super Saiyan 4 on it. Yeah, they're not doing this shit.
Dude, I'm seeing right now while we're filming this, Dokkan Twitter is still having this weird discussion about whether Tao is hype or not. And I'm like, how the fuck are we still talking about this?
I still think that's funny,
Tao is not
though.
An interesting character
I still think that's funny, though.
To the general audience, that's not that difficult to understand. I don't get why that is that difficult to understand. Like, you can literally look at the proof in the pudding. The big celebration this year, every Dokkan celebration this year, has been fusions.
I think even the people discussing that don't want him to be the big celebration, though, surely. Because that would make me genuinely roll on the floor and laugh, bro.
There is no way you just raffled in the...
I would actually raffle.
Bro, he actually spelled it out.
I cannot get anything by you guys. I cannot bring Raffle back at all. Even when I fully say rolling on the floor lab, you're still going to call me out for trying to save Raffle?
Bro, I was there at Raffle's inception, man.
I feel like Lamau got a comeback.
I liked it.
Lamau got a
comeback.
We
all stopped kind of using it, and then it's back in full force. I'd use it, though. I always add a few extra O's, you know?
I mean, I do whatever I want with Lamau. I'm not going to lie. I think I'm going to change the subject of now. The girliest thing I do is because of rhyme. When I want to show that I'm laughing, I'll just spam keys now. Like if something's really funny.
I was like girly.
Is that not girl? I feel like that's just a very...
I do that because of rhyme style too.
The first time rhyme did that to me, I was like, that's a little girlish.
It's easier. But now he texts us. He texts though from his MacBook though.
MacBook?
Yeah.
No way. Is that how he's able to text so many people?
I feel like
people would underestimate, like, Rhyme really be texting.
He does.
Like, he be talking to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, people you wouldn't even imagine.
He's, like, the best texter, period.
I think
he texts so many people, too, is, like, it's impressive. But, yeah, it's like Discord for him.
I'm not going to lie. It feels a little fake, though. Like, sometimes, because, like, in my phone, I text Ryan.
Hang on. Can we do a test real quick?
Yeah.
How many unread messages we have? Let's see who has more.
I was thinking we should do a different test. We should both text Ryan right now and see who he picks to reply to first.
We can do that too.
Hang. All right, but unread messages. I don't have any unread. I don't get texted by people.
What's the bubble above your text message?
Oh, this is not gonna be flattering then, because there's like businesses and like
same. But are you ready?
Yeah. On three.
1, 2, 3, 1, 4, 17. Okay. Oh my God. I'm
way ahead. 172 is way better than what you got.
417, man. Actually, I don't want to do that, because the last thing we talked about, probably I'm not just like trying to randomly text him right now. So,
ooh, okay. Well, now you brought the mood down, bro. Like, sorry. I'd be texting, bro. That's the thing, is I'd be texting him every day. The last thing I text about was Japan trips. So mine's pretty lighthearted. I like the idea of yours is like doing a bit like,
you're going to Japan?
No, he's trying to bully me into that.
Oh, you're not gonna go?
I mean, probably not. I mean, maybe, but I hope not.
I was gonna say, at the same time, do you not have your like kind of fill of Japan a little bit at the moment?
You know, it's
or is it the idea of traveling there more so than the actual just being there?
Well, the thing is, like, I like Japan. It's just I don't like vacationing. I've said this a million times. I don't like vacationing. Vacationing to me. And not even privilege. I meant like when I was just a kid in my family and we were doing like the standard American, like middle class, you know, once every 3 years vacation, I didn't like it. I don't like I would have fun in the moment. But every time I was over there, I was like, man, I know my friends are having the sickest Gears of War session of all time right now. And here I am fucking wherever, bro, like just on a yacht.
Can I sound like a terrible husband and father for like just a second?
Go ahead.
I mean, I obviously enjoy doing trips too. It's different for you to say it. If I say what I'm about to say, it just makes me probably sound like a bad husband and father, but it is what it is, I guess. But I think I get what you mean, because like, especially for, again, super privileged to be able to do what we do, but you work hard, you get ahead, and it's a week where videos are just rolling out. Like the most work you might do is like getting somebody to help you with like a thumbnail or something. You know, you might put the final touches on a title or a thumbnail, and that's all you do for work that week. And every time when I do that for like travel, and this actually doesn't even just have to be with my family, this is just travel in general, I'm like, fuck, man. Like you probably think the same thing right now being here a little bit. You're like, I'm doing that for this, but it would have been really cool to have done that and just like played a bunch of video games all week instead.
Yeah, it would have just been better to do nothing. I honestly, and I know this sounds crazy, I don't think of it as a privilege thing, because literally I felt the same way when I was a kid. Like as a kid, family trips, whatever, whatever, anything in my life. The truth is I would rather be doing nothing. I would rather be doing absolutely nothing than doing something. Even for this. Like, how many text messages were you like, you trying to come out? I was like, no, not really. No, not at all.
A lot.
I'm not, bro. I just like, and when I'm here, you know, it's fine and it's fun. And, you know, we're doing stuff and, you know, we might be doing something right now. This podcast was rather impromptu.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. So we are branching out a little bit. We've done them a bit, but I feel like these are a little more.
Branching out is a strong word.
Yeah. I mean,
we've done this
plenty of times, but, if you guys aren't familiar with what we do here on this podcast, one of the things is we offer bonus content each week. If you go over and become a key member on patreon.com/keymoments, or you click the join button here on YouTube. And right now we are doing a lot of gameplay style ones that are like these couch co-ops. And we are literally watching. Can we spoil?
I mean, the thing is, they might not be unsynced. We don't know when this one's going to come out.
Yeah, this probably won't be the bonus for this.
And also, nobody knows this one.
Actually,
anyway.
I know what bonus we should pair with this, just to let people know. Family Guy. Let's just say.
Okay, Family Guy, sure.
We played a Family Guy game, and it was I actually had a pretty good time with
Nato
it.
Had Donald, a blast. Donald I was broke breaking the game. Game. I was breaking the game. Maybe we have a little montage as a little
I just let him know. The fat man's testicles. What?
There you go. You're close. Like bend it around. Triangle. Think geometry. Think you're doing the same shot over and over again. Freeze. Slide to the right. Dude, I just
broke. Whoa! She had a bolt in her.
What
would you do?
I don't.
We broke the game. Anyway, we're back in the old eras of games right now, where we are literally staring at a game installing on a PS3 right now.
Yeah,
so we were trying to optimize min-maxing time right now. We're podcasting. Matter of fact, we're about to probably get interrupted with very loud
music. Yeah, we'll have to turn it off.
Yeah.
But my whole thing is like, I had a thought. I forgot.
I'm sorry.
No. Literally, what you said was right. But my brain. Oh God, why it hurts. I completely forgot where I was. It just lost the train of thought.
Anyway, if you support us over there and become a key member, then you get access to this gaming bonus content as well as bonus podcasts, bonus anything we've ever done for bonus, you get immediate access to. I'm going to try to organize it, especially with us doing this. So it's a lot easier for those of you that are already key members to be able to just look around. There's probably stuff that you've probably never watched. For those of you who've seen everything, absolutely appreciate you. Anyway, support us over there. Check out that reactions to stuff too. But yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of gaming stuff, which is what we've done a lot today. And I've had a blast doing that. It has been probably the most fun bonus
I've done. Agree. And also, thanks for saving me, because I remember what I was going to say is like, we're in this, like the podcast sesh, and we want to do like like as many things as we can to just make the most amount of the trip as possible. We've always said, not that this is hard work, but when we do these trips, it is some long hour day. I mean, we're not doing anything, but it's long hour days. But we're in here from like 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. was last trip.
Yep.
But
every day.
One bad part, I'm okay with saying, one bad part of doing that is our podcast got very untimely, very quick, very stale. But this time.
It was weird last time, but you keep.
This time, I think we're doing a lot to keep it fresh. So the gameplay bonus is just one area of bonus. We're going to do some Z Rewatch as well. We're also going to do, in terms of keeping the podcast fresh, we just got some special stuff lined up.
I'm really excited about it.
We don't have to rely on current events. Like this isn't going to be a time capsule of the trip. We have some real deal, actual stuff going on.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I think is a better way of going about doing this.
I know we've talked about it before. I just want to address it one more time. The only reason the last trip got so long in the tooth in terms of recordings is because Dyma came out in the middle of releasing those. And so you flew out in July of 2024, and there were episodes that were coming out in March of 2025. And that far out time. Like I like getting ahead. I don't know that I ever want to be 6 months ahead because.
Oh my God, that is horrible.
Yeah.
That is abysmal stuff, actually.
Oh, but my at bad. The same time, would you really scoff at the idea if like right now, like that we were so ahead that this was like coming out a year from now? Like, would that really be the worst thing ever? If it just like the podcast was that efficient that we were like a year ahead?
Yeah, because that's not what anybody listens to podcasts.
They're gonna be like posthumous podcasts coming out.
Dude, I don't ever want a podcast. Like if this was a gameplay recording, a one-off video, fine. But I don't ever want to do a podcast in a chance where there could be like a nuclear winter happening. It's like, why are they not addressing the nuclear war that started? It's like, well, we didn't know that was going to happen back then. Podcasts to me are like timely things. They don't always have to be. It's fun to like have a flashback in time, but I like my podcast with a little bit of chance to sprinkle off into some current events, such as what we were originally talking about. And I don't know if you've seen these. I feel like Sparking Zero just became a bit of a joke, but
it has,
Sparking Zero on the Switch. Dude, the Switch. How? This is why I was talking about with Bonanza. I'm getting mad. I'm getting angry. Bonanza's map lagging triggers the fuck out of me because that is the second big Nintendo game that came out. There should be zero lag at all. It should be flawless. Maybe you could argue a few hiccups like because of like early jitters or whatever.
Yeah, but it's every time you pull the map up.
But now we are just seeing Sparking Zero.
Every time a lot of physics are happening.
I don't remember exactly what the Sparking Zero like rumor is, but I know how it affected the online scene. Because I saw multiple of these, like me when my friend throws their Switch at me, parentheses, they were booting up Sparking 2. And it's like Tao, the explosion he goes through, like where Goku kicks the grenade up. It's like, and it's not even wrong. It's like the Switch can't handle all this, dude. We are already behind.
Dude, the screenshot of the Switch version of Sparking Zero is pretty rough.
I haven't even seen this.
You've not seen it?
I don't think I've seen that, no. But then that also, I kind of want to see it. But while we're talking about that, I don't know if you've seen this. It's not like not official. They weren't allowed to record gameplay. I don't know if this was just shit talk.
I have seen this.
But they were talking about Elden Ring and how when you're playing it on handheld, lags to shit. Bro. Oh, yeah. We talked about this. It's like Elden Ring, dog. Are we serious? That game is like 17 years old.
It is 3.5 years old.
That game came out on the original Xbox.
It's just that it's not looking good for because with Sparking Zero, that's a year old game for current consoles. With Elden Ring, that's a 3.5 year old game. That, I mean, Elden Ring is a PS4 and a Xbox One game. Elden Ring came out cross platform. Elden Ring can be ran at like 40 to 45 in the open world frames per second on a Steam Deck, which is a 3.5-year-old piece of hardware. I don't know, dude. Anyways, sorry. That's double negatives right now for me on the Switch. But I do like my Switch 2, though. I won't lie. Like three months in, I do like my Switch 2.
Sorry, folks. Our Wheelman download just finished. We got a little scared
by
that.
Spoilers!
Oh, yeah. We weren't supposed... I mean, we said it, bro. Like, who? I'm going to be honest. They don't know what the fuck Wheelman is.
Yeah, they do. They know.
No, they don't. They don't. Don't lie. They don't. Nobody knows.
We're family around here. Nobody knows what Wheelman is. We're family around here. They know.
You got that Sparking Zero picture yet, by the way? Because I really want to boot that up and see what we're looking at.
I expected it to pop up, and it did not. And I was like, what? Like, what? Why did it not come up? I just found someone using Slow's comparison as a TikTok, but not just the actual raw like picture. Hang on. Sure, man.
The Switch 2 for me.
I'm just going to TikTok, I guess.
I have a lot of hours on my Switch 2, but again, mostly because it's Mario Kart. I'm thinking of other Switch 2 things.
What about Drag Drive?
Yeah, no, I did about. I mean, I probably have some of the most hours on Drag Drive in all of America.
You probably do, man.
I put in about three hours of my time I gave to that.
Three? Wait, you only played that game for 3 hours?
It was probably a little more.
Can I ask something? I watched that video. I let that video autoplay. The only time that the jerking it clip is in there is in the intro. It's not actually in the video.
That was just on a stream. I did that on a stream. And then Rhyme took that clip from the stream and posted it on Twitter. If he didn't do that, I probably wouldn't have even thought to make that a short, honestly. But
it wasn't a short. It was in the long form video.
I told him to put it. I said, Zeph, put that in there. It's funny. That was one of the moments where I was just like, that'll get anything to make the video even a modicum funnier. I say just do it. It's just another thing. And it was in Drag X Drive, and it was a Drag X Drive video.
Yeah, but I wanted to see the full moment play out, and then
you got scammed, man. There. You got scammed. Check out the stream. Check out the 4-hour VOD. How about that?
The 4-hour VOD?
I don't know. It probably was 4 hours. You're really catching me on these times today.
You want me to watch a 4-hour VOD?
Anyway, in other Switch 2 news, apparently, the Mario Party Switch version, Switch 2, is catching a lot of flack. It's not... Oh, hey, we got the comparison. What? Dude, are you fucking serious? What the fuck?
Rough.
What is this? Is this real?
Yes.
Dude, this comparison is horrendous. What are we talking about?
It's really bad.
Now, would you say this is... Because in some ways, they made a whole new asset.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So is this bad optimization or is this good optimization?
Maybe it's good. Dude.
Well, I mean, it still runs like shit. Do you think it's probably bad?
Do you think that this being ported to the Switch is probably why we don't have the final Daima stuff? Or do you think there's something else going on with Daima entirely?
I'm going to be honest, and this is a podcast moment and a half. I saw some guy talk about how the leaks for Sparking Zero were going to save the game, but he did not mention what he was talking about. But as far as what you were just saying, like, so I'm hoping they do something big. That made me think, oh, maybe they're actually doing something. But to be honest, no, I thought, I don't know, the game's just kind of no update. Like, it's been a long time since Shallot.
Yeah.
Like, how long has it been?
Shallot came out in June, so we're approaching almost 3 months since Shallot dropped.
Okay, so only 3 months isn't terrible, but I definitely...
Shallot was a singular character drop, though.
Yeah, it wasn't really.
That wasn't free. I really thought it would be free.
That was crazy. But it's a character, so. I don't know, dude. Sparking Zero is like the
most.
It's just,
but it's free promo for their gacha game, where if they get you over there and you spend money, they're going to make lots more money on you, so.
Yeah, but that would make sense, so.
Shallot was really cool. I do wish they would have added forms, but it would have been multiple characters at that point. So,
yeah, they didn't want to do two characters. They wanted you to pay for one.
But the Shallot model was really good. Yeah, dude. I don't know. Not to deviate too much. I mean, it's pretty still on topic here. But you know, Daima is not in Dokkan at all, and the only place that you can play, at least in the States, because I think Divers, which is like barely existent at all. Apparently,
isn't that dead?
Yeah,
dead or dying.
I saw some Reddit pop up because I will randomly pop in just different little Reddits, and for whatever reason, it loves to send subs and it loves to send notifications from different subs that I don't even like. I'm not even. I don't join them.
I'm a little curious. Why are you adding so many like descriptors on this? What subreddits are popping up with notifications?
Well, right now the main one, because I've been engaging with Kind of Funny and their content, and there's a lot of pop ups from them, and then I've been engaging with the Dokkan sub again, so I'm getting a lot of Dokkan sub pop ups, and then I was looking at Ford Broncos for like months, and I've never even went to a Ford Broncos subreddit, but I have now been getting like constant Bronco pop-ups from subreddits. Anyways, I got one the other day from, I don't remember what Dragon Ball subreddit it was, but it was a post talking about apparently them, like, shop owners requesting to have machines moved because it's taking up real estate in their shops, which I guess, like, space in shops in Japan are, I don't know, it made it sound like shops weren't, like, too terribly big or something.
I mean, they can be, like, a decent size, but the truth is,
If you've got a machine, they're not making money.
This diver's machine is really big. Any machine in that space could easily be replaced by two Maimais or one Maimai.
What is a Maimai?
It's just like a rhythm game. Any rhythm game.
The thing where you like...
Yes. They always need more space for rhythm games. Like any like dancing, tapping game. Those sell out like hotcakes. There are genuine lines where... there are entire arcades where there will be one right here and one right here. And it's just like, oh, this line's too long for Maimai. They'll go play it over here.
Wow.
There's no line at the fighting games, though, unfortunately.
Well, apparently Divers is doing so bad and attracting so little people that they're like, their shop owners are asking to have them, or not asking, but are literally removing them from their shops.
I mean, I get it. It's a space game. And why have that when you could have something that'll actually get quarters?
So, anyways, Divers and Legends are the only two games right now that have the adult versions of Vegeta and Goku as playable characters, and Xenoverse 2. And it's like, the other games don't. And so it's like, is there some weird thing going on with it? I don't know. It's strange.
I don't think there is. I think they're just taking their time, honestly. I don't really think anything is of it. I think Dokkan is the most surprising, but like Xenoverse has had them for a long time.
I was surprised Xenoverse didn't get them faster, because Xenoverse, like, I remember back when Gogeta and Broly drops, Xenoverse had them like that weekend or something.
I'm still waiting for the fighters update, honestly. Like, you think Diamond might slide through, or you think the Maximilian dude video might have?
I won't lie, man. If it was Super 2, I might have believed. I might have been on Hopium for that. But
yeah, Arxis ain't coming. Dude, they're busy. They're doing other things.
Dude, that's another one too. Sorry to keep coming back to Dokkan. But dude, so many people comment and say, like, one of the reasons that we don't have it is because the Diamond didn't sell as well as maybe they thought it would. And so that's probably why it's not in the game. And I'm like, guys, a fucking 22nd World Tournament TN, LR, and a Mercenary Tower release this year. Like, I think...
They would sell better than that.
I think that it has nothing to do with that. I do think a character that people are not going to give two flying fucks about is Goma. Nobody's going to care about Goma, I don't think.
I feel like Goma is just... Oh, he was so, like, not wasted, because he was... good, but just boring. Like, getting buffer and bigger is not exciting at all.
I mean, he's literally just a sponge for them to do cool attacks on.
Yeah, they just he was just a cool boxing bag. Like, that was it. Like, they just messed him up. Except they didn't, until God, Piccolo. I'm getting pissed thinking about Daima again. Daima, it was such a waste of time looking back. Like, the entire journey, I don't remember
there's been so many comments going back to our old podcast saying, like, holy shit, they were actually right. People were mad at them for no reason. They were based the whole time. And I'm like,
I appreciate that. You know, I'm always going to appreciate a little base talk, but dude, I brought this up so many times. Nothing will ever be funnier to me than when we went back to re-review Diamond. We were like, yeah, what were we talking about? The adventure was so good back then. This one is at least an 8, and we were wrong to say otherwise. We gave this one a 9. Oh shit! It's like, damn, we were fanboys, and then it's like, dude, it just got worse. Like, there's a solid stretch in Daima where they were just throwing up straight ass. Like, they didn't practice any of those shots. It was just garbage after garbage after garbage, And then the gun episode. I remember the gun episode.
Why does it? Why do we always come back? Why, let's get off Dima.
Sorry, bro. You brought it up.
My bad. My bad. My bad. My bad. My bad.
I just gotta unleash.
With last little couple of things on the Switches, because while we're here, still talking about it, kind of. I didn't get to watch the recent Air Rider stuff. Did it look good?
Oh, dude. Yes. Air Riders looks like this. And this is something that's been pissing me off more and more. I hate when Air Riders is perfect because it is a sequel to Air Rides, Kirby Air Ride. And we got a little ad right there. Can they even see that one? They kind of can.
But you can kind of see Kirby
a little bit. Anyway, Kirby Air Ride, great game. This game just did everything the first one did, except for the top-down racing mode. They didn't confirm that, but I'm going to be honest, whatever. That's the most whatever mode in the original anyway. But the racing, they increased the player count. They increased the characters. They gave copy abilities to all the characters, not just Kirby. They made the races more chaotic and fun. I was like, damn, that was really good. And then they were like, now let's talk about City Trial. They upped the characters. They up the amount of games. They up the options. It's just the same game, but more and better looking.
So how many people can race in this game?
I think 8.
Okay.
There's 8 racers and then 16 trial is 16 players.
So, sorry, I'm very ignorant when it comes to that. I was unaware this is even a game that existed.
You're a Kirby bigot?
No, I think Kirby's pretty cool. Okay. But,
it's the what, DDD then or the Waddle Dees?
Specifically for me, what's the one with the hammer?
Why did you choose the one that looks like an ape? You mean the ape guy? Or you mean King Dedede?
Dedede, that's it.
Oh, so he's blue. Yeah, okay, so Dedede's the one that you don't like.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. He's the bad guy.
Oh.
You're a lot more like Kirby than you think.
Got it. No, I won't lie. My main experience with Kirby is a Tetris style game.
Which one?
There's a Kirby Tetris game on the Super Nintendo, and that's my Kirby origin story.
I think
story.
Back then, the Tetris style Puyo Puyo games were the most cash grab shit of all time.
Easily.
They would. That was their version of micro.
Isn't that what Dr. Mario was like? I never played one, but isn't that what Dr. Mario?
Dr. Mario
like?
Was like its own spin, but yeah, it was pretty much Mario.
You had pills puzzle. That would come down, and
you'd spin them. But then other ones are shameless, Yoshi's Cookie. Yoshi's Cookie, Mr. Robotnik's Mean Green Bean Machine. It's all of these are just the same game, but with different skins. Even though I like some of them, it's just kind of pointless. Anyway, with Kirby, the reveal for the Kirby trailer made me realize, and I don't know why I always find
Kirby
this funny.
Kirby
Avalanche. I feel like I would know that.
You've never seen this?
Oh, yeah. I just played that, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just played that. That's on the Switch online thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. I literally just played that.
Yeah, so this is my only Kirby game I had, except for playing him.
You know the best Kirby game? Superstar. Kirby Superstar. That's a great game. Compilation of games, but
8 games in one.
It was awesome. It was a great time. Anyway, something that's funny to me is I loved Kirby Superstar as a kid, as a crazy amount. I don't even remember what about the game captivated me, but I wanted to beat everything. I wanted to do everything, beat all the mini games. I think it was Great Cave Explorer that was the hardest to do. But even when I'm saying all that, I never thought of Kirby as a franchise. And Kirby Air Riders made me realize that there were people talking about Kirby. They were like, the modern Kirby, man. Modern Kirby is a big problem in the community. I was like, what are we talking? Modern Kirby? It's do you think that Sakurai fixed the modern Kirby problem? I was like, what is the modern? What are we talking about? What modern Kirby problem? Does everybody just have problems nowadays? And they're like, I'm really hoping that Waddle Dee gets announced. I was like, you guys have predictions? You guys are like they talked about it the way we talk about Dragon Ball, and it just makes me laugh. For some reason, anything that I like makes sense. Anything that I never thought of thinking about that way, I'm always so it makes me just hysterical. It's yeah, man. Modern Kirby's finally on the up and up.
You want to know one that I was unaware was a big community?
What?
Sonic.
Really?
I didn't realize how big of a deal Sonic was.
I mean, I guess I didn't at first, but
until 2018 or 2019 or
something. As soon as I was able to Google things, I realized that Sonic had a bit of a bigger fan base.
I never liked Sonic growing up, but I kind of fell out of Sonic in the 3D era.
Fell out of Sonic. I don't think you're wrong for that. Like, to me, Sonic was really cool. And it just reminded me of Dragon Ball. It was cool for the same reasons. I was like,
My like favorite Sonic game is probably Sonic Advance. I love like the art on like the way Sonic is drawn specifically for Sonic Advance. I don't know what it is.
The Game Boy one?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one too. But yeah, no, I'm gonna be honest. Sonic games have always been like 50% ass to me. Like if Sonic didn't look like Sonic and it didn't have the character designs, I bet that series would have been dead a long time ago.
Okay, but that's fair to say of like
I mean, both things, sure, honestly.
Character design carries hard.
But I think Sonic is the most carried by character design, except for Sonic 2. I think Sonic 2, you could put any character in there, and that would have been a good game. Sonic 2 is actually... I think that's an actual... like I don't think people respect that opinion, because I think it's really basic. But Sonic 2 was... That is how you make a sequel, actually.
Sonic 2 is what... I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just totally speaking out my ass on this, but is that a saying? Anyway, talking out my ass, right?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it should be fine.
Anyways, but Sonic 2 is like the system seller, right?
I would say it was, but I think even just Sonic was. Any Sonic game probably was.
I wonder, I feel like I saw some statistics that's about what I mean Sonic with Air 2 Rider.
I wonder if people get what I mean. I want more sequels that are just the same thing, but more. Don't get cute. Don't fuck it up. Don't mess with the formula. Just do the same thing. Do it better. And do more of it. Like Sonic 1 takes like 4 hours to beat and half the levels are ass. Sonic 2 takes like, now I'm going to embarrass myself, but it took me quite a while. It's better in every single way. And none of the stages suck remotely as hard as the first one. Sonic 3, I don't really like that much. But it's
whatever. Didn't play Sonic 3. I had... Sonic Pinball, Sonic 2. Sonic
Pinball was also bad.
I liked it, but it's really all I knew.
If we ever do a guest episode with Fidel or any Sonic fan, I would love to get in with it, like a discussion with them, because I just want to know what Sonic fans enjoy. Like, I get it. Like, the Sonic, you never played any of the Wii games, right? We've looked at your game collection recently, actually. That's also a bonus. So, and also, I couldn't remember all the games. But you showed the two Wii games. I played both of those. And they are both ass. They're both terrible. Any Sonic game that has you on rails is terrible. Any Sonic game that turns you into a werehog is terrible. people disagree on that one. No.
You don't like Unleashed?
No, dude. I think it's stupid. I just want to play as Sonic. But even then, you're on rails. Like it's the boost formula. But Sonic Adventure is how you do it. You walk around the levels. They encourage speed. But it's just implied. It's not forced. It's implied. But I mean, I get it. Like Sonic and the Secret Rings, the music is so, it goes crazy. And the atmosphere and the vibe, but everything else is terrible.
I always feel bad whenever Toasty uses some music from a game that I've never played. And people are like, oh, dude, Nano.
I feel like a fraud.
You're the OST like slapped today. And I'm like.
It's like, you'll always get a comment like, I knew I fucked with you for a good reason. You're so real. Nobody even ever brings up Bubble Guppy's Adventure, bro. But you know the OST and you know it well. I'm like, I've never heard of that game in my life.
Yeah, shout out Zeph.
Yeah, Zeph. I mean, Zeph be holding it down with music, I guess.
Yeah, no, I always feel so bad. Now, if it's something I've played or I'm aware of, because obviously there are some things that align, like then that, cool. But other times, sometimes I even go out of my way and be like, yo, that's Miter Toasty, man. That was not me.
I always say that because I just feel like a fraud. Like I'm always like,
oh, yeah. I never take credit. I'm just saying
sometimes it just flies by.
Yes. That's,
or maybe
that's
sometimes, you know, when the compliment's good enough, maybe I just let it go.
That too.
And like, I'm like, oh, maybe I am that guy. You know, maybe I do know video games like that. And then it just passes me by.
Man, dude. So I gotta ask, are you going to play Sparking on your Switch too?
No. What the fuck? I just realized the other day when I was on my Xbox, I own Sparking on my Xbox. Why?
I've got Sparking on my... on my PC and on my PS5. I don't know that I have it on my Xbox.
Just like, man, dude, what a just ginormous. Yeah.
What are you about to say?
I don't know, dude. It's like
that game is fine. There's nothing wrong with that game.
That's the thing, is that's how I genuinely feel. But it's just like, I guess I just miss having a Dragon Ball. Like Fighters really was bad for my mental health.
This guy, dude.
Everything
comes back to Fighters.
No,
if it's not Fighters, it's not good enough.
It just established a poor, like like every day I was playing some Dragon Ball game, dude. Like I was so immersed in Dragon Ball, and now it's like, you know, maybe once in a while. It's all right. Xenoverse was the other one that really did that, though.
I mean, it always interests me when I see people comment and they don't like you. We can all have our own opinions, but I do think from an objective standpoint, and I know a lot of you guys aren't going to agree with this, and that's fine. But I think from an objective standpoint, Fighters is easily the best Dragon Ball game that's ever been made.
I mean, yeah,
not necessarily an opinionated standpoint.
I was actually going to say the same thing you're saying, but different. But like best, like artistically, technically, like game.
That's what I mean.
Yes, yeah, I know that's what I mean. That's what you mean, and that's why
it is by no means my favorite. It is. I'd probably put it on my top five.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, well, yeah, you know,
just you're an appreciator of art, but like, obviously, it's my top one. But my example for that, when just talking about game, and that people disagree with me on, is like people will try to fight me on Xenoverse 2 being the best anime arena brawler. I'm like, bro, it just is. It's the best format, best character customizer, the PQ concept, the PvP with multiple friends. It's like that. Whenever somebody talk, like whenever you talk about what you wish Sparking Zero would do more of, it just is Xenoverse. It's more content, more stuff that you can do with your friends.
My issue with Xenoverse is as ugly as sin.
It's a little ugly. It's not that ugly. I thought the first one looked charming.
That game is so hard to look at, in my opinion.
It's not that hard to look. I don't even know where you're getting
that from. If it
looked
like its cutscenes and didn't look like everyone like got oiled up and was the reason why that fucking meme went crazy, because everyone looks like they got oiled up, like, then sure. But, dude, everyone looks like they stepped into a fucking bath of oil before they went on screen to play on your video game. Like, I swear to God.
I'm going to be honest. It's never looked that bad to me.
And the faces don't look even remotely close to that. Like, it is some of the worst faces. The artistic design of Xenoverse 2 is fucking awful. I'm sorry.
Wow. Dude,
I feel real strongly those are some about
harsh,
this.
I was going to say, those are harsh words. I don't even think it's that bad.
But the crazy part about it, and we do need Xenoverse 3, and this triggers people when I say this, I don't care. Legends looks so much better than Xenoverse 2, like from a general, like how the characters look and how they look so much closer to their actual characters from the series. Like, I need Dims to just make Xenoverse 3 and make the character models look like Legends, but just be higher res because they'll be on a PS5 or PS6 or whenever the hell this thing comes out. And it'll look great.
But not on the Switch.
I mean, it's gonna. That's the thing, man. And that's where I was going earlier. Like, this whole, oh, man, it came out on PS4, so it doesn't count. It doesn't count as a PS5 library. Ooh, like, they just want to get games everywhere because games cost so much, it takes so long to make. Like, it's going to come out on the Switch because they want to.
It's entirely different. I am that guy, bro. Like, when I think of the PS5 and the games it has, I genuinely, nothing comes to my mind. Genuinely zero games I can think of on the PS5.
See, but the thing is like, you know, a really good example is God of War Ragnarok. You could play that on PS4, but you're going to have a much worse experience than the experience I had on my PS5.
That
is a PS5 game. That is a PS5 game.
I'm more ignorant. I'm more bigoted than you think. Like, I don't even think of God of War Ragnarok at all. To me, if it's not a game that interests me, I don't think it exists. Like, you got to at least, like, I like a lot of different things. Nothing? Spider-Man 2, but kind of. I mean, I already played Spider-Man 1, but I guess.
Dude, Spider-Man 2 is so good. There's been a lot of threads this week on Twitter, within the last like week on Twitter about Spider-Man 2. And I'm
Spider-Man 2. What are some PS? Just give me a few, and I'll let you know if they exist or not.
Returnal.
Doesn't exist.
Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart.
Doesn't exist.
God of War Ragnarok, which I already said, but still God of War Ragnarok. Demon Souls Remake.
That one exists. That one exists. What? That one's real. There's one game on your list.
Spider-Man 2.
That one exists. Even though, yeah.
Tokon.
That one definitely exists. That's the best next gen game of all time so far.
Shit, Ghost of Yote.
Ooh, you're gonna get me in trouble. I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. All right. Obviously, I'm doing a bit of a bit here, but it's just I wish there was more games that I liked on
Astrobot.
Yeah. That one's good. That one's good.
Did you actually play it?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
That's one of the ones I played.
Dude, Astrobot.
Hey, Death Stranding 2
is amazing. I was getting there, but I was kind of going like in chronological order of like releases.
I'm gonna be honest, and this one is kind of a black pill I just recently swallowed. Is I fought this for a long time, and I don't know if I just got old enough or if it's just true. They like games aren't releasing enough nowadays. Like back in the PS2, there was like multiple games that I was interested in a month. Nowadays, it's like one every 4 months.
But games are so long now that I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I have a backlog. Damn. And I like when people. Like, and maybe you're one of those people. When people say they have nothing to play, I'm like, I envy you because there's so much that I want to play. It's like not even possible to play everything.
Well, I'm not going to. Most of the stuff that I want to play right now is Ninja Gaiden and Shinobi. And both of those are 2D side scrollers that can be run on the Switch too, which is, it's just not exciting. I feel like we're in a
very. Are you going to play those on your Switch too, though?
No, absolutely.
I was going to say, I'm not.
Steam is where I'm gonna buy those.
Yeah, my Switch 2 is my Nintendo console. Like playing Nintendo games on that thing.
I'll say this is my final closing thing on Nintendo Switch 2. I can talk all the shit I want, but it's a little more exciting of a gaming space because at least it's Nintendo or nothing. Like it's new or nothing. I guess. I mean, that it's exciting because it's gonna be exclusive and. I want to see the announcements. Nothing else is like what one game. I have one game that I'm still excited for post like months of being able to forget, and that's Chronos. And I've just randomly like the space, like Dead Space looking game.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got. I can't remember anything else. Nothing else stuck with me.
What?
I can't remember anything else, bro. People want Resident Evil, like the next one, but not a big Resident Evil guy.
That game looks so good.
Man.
Have you heard? I guess you're not Resident Evil guy, so you don't really care. But they're doing something pretty cool with the first person and third person mode in that game. You can actually select for it to, so you can go between third and first person in that game. But you can actually, there's a mode you can select where they have went through
and like
made it to where it switches for you.
Oh,
like depending on the moments that are happening and stuff like that. Which that's very exciting to me.
I mean that might be a cool experience.
How many Resident Evils have you played? Any?
Just four.
Okay.
And then a little bit
like the
I want to play what's the one with like what's his name? Mr. X? What is it? Is it?
So that's two.
What is that? Is his name actually Mr. X?
Yeah. And then the same mechanic happens in three and it's Nemesis chasing you down.
I want to play those. I like Nemesis a little more. I want to play those, but I can't. When I'm getting chased, I can't enjoy my time.
Dude.
I can't enjoy.
You should play two, man. Much. Two is fun. Running around the, like, because the two remake is beautiful and, like,
it's just dude, too. I can't get chased.
Play two, please.
Getting chased just makes me want to turn the game. Like, I don't have fun. I'm just like, I know a way to get away from
Hang on. Can I get you into Resident Evil 7 with a VR headset on, please?
No. Fuck no. Fuck no. Please. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Fuck
no, dude. I actually get too scared. And, like, again, going back to getting chased, it just, all that's going through my mind is, I know how to get away from this guy. And just shut the game off. Ah, God, I've got away.
Dude. Can we do an RE8 VR bonus video, please?
No way.
For October,
dude.
Please.
No way.
Please,
Dotto. No way.
Dotto, I'll bring it down here.
I don't want to, dude. That's so bad.
Have you messed with the PSVR too?
No.
It is really cool.
Well, I have for like a football game.
Oh, you got a PSVR too.
I technically did.
I forgot you got a PSVR too.
That was an expensive mistake.
You've not used it really?
No, I thought it would be fun.
It is fun.
I mean, not really. It's too hard to set up.
It's one cable.
Too many wires.
Oh my God, dude. PSVR 1 would have made you croak over right there on spot, dog.
It probably would have.
It's one singular cable you plug into the front of your PS5,
it's just
man.
Like, I can't have fun when I'm just like, oh, and I'm tangled up and I need to charge something.
Okay, whoa. If I can I get you in a scary game on the Meta Quest 3? That's completely wireless, Dotto.
I mean, I guess. Why horror, bro? Like, why does it got to be horror?
I don't know, because I like horror games, man.
I fucking hate horror games, bro. They're not fun.
You know what else I like?
Is it music?
It is. And it's also this game that we're about to play for bonus content that you guys...
But they're not going to see this game for a while, Nano.
I know, not this one, but you guys can... You guys can tap in for some gaming content today with Family Guy going up with this bonus. And then the next bonus, I think, will be me giving Dotto a tour of my video game collection. So, there you go. Appreciate you guys supporting us. I hear some music, so we're going to go ahead and bounce on that note. Thank you guys. Subscribe for more content like this. Hit the like button, and see you guys in the next
one. Bye.